Good afternoon, and welcome to Arizona. I'm not a native, but I live here. I'm here this afternoon to speak to you about our experience and some lessons learned in implementing, launching a phenotyping from the sky program, field, small plot phenotyping using drones. We started in May flying approximately 20 acres of small plots, mostly cotton, but also sorghum, and that's the sorghum is what I'll focus on today. You will hear about in other talks and posters a LemnaTech field scanalyzer that has been built in the last 12 months and is operational at the Maricopa Agricultural Center, and it has a sorghum crop underneath it, and that's what I'm going to be speaking about. We started this in May, so we were not flying before May, so part of what I want to get across is that we've gotten as far as we've gotten since May. And this is a hexacopter. We also use a fixed-wing EB craft. It's a fixed-wing about this wide. Our operational model is that we have engaged in a contract with Phoenix Drone Services. Anybody wants to know who they are, I can give you their contact. They own the cameras and flight platforms, and I pay them once for each day of flight. We have an agreed price. This helps avoid the issues of learning how to fly different craft. Also lets us move up with new technology without having to engage in the actual purchases. This hexacopter has two cameras on it, one a Sequoia and the other a Red Edge. They are multispectral cameras. The flight pattern is managed by either eMotion, which is SenseFly software, or Mission Planner. I've forgotten who that company is, but what you're seeing here is a series of parallel paths that are going over this sorghum field. Each red dot is a point where five images were taken if it's a MicaSense and four if it's a Sequoia. We also use thermal cameras. Those images are put into PIX4D, a imaging processing software that we're using, and they through a combination of photogrammetry and georegistration, we're able to generate a orthomosaic that is georegistered, meaning the geospatial information fits exactly to a projection on the Earth, and this is the image of 350 plots. That gets put into QGIS with plot polygons, and on the right of that last picture, you see means for each polygon, and this is a plot of 175 recombinant inbred lines, 170 over four dates. The data is quite accurate, remarkably accurate. The lessons to date, I would advise either organizations or individuals to consider service providers, in-house or otherwise. We need to be teaching GIS, photogrammetry, and optics as key competencies, and this is a game changer. Thank you.